Thank you and good afternoon. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal single-vehicle collision that occurred on Highway 101 near Crescent City on Sunday morning. The accident involved three students from Humboldt State University who were headed down 101 when the driver lost control of the vehicle and collided into a tree after leaving the roadway. The accident inflicted fatal injuries to the driver, and two female passengers were transported to Sutter Coast Hospital for treatment of major injuries. The name of the victim has not been released at this time, as the California Highway Patrol and HSU police are notifying the family members of those involved in the crash. Humboldt deputies were called to a residence on Gwynn Road in McKinleyville on Sunday afternoon and detained 34-year-old Ryan Adams, who was reportedly destroying property in the home while under the influence of LSD. Deputies arrived on scene and gave Adams orders to lay on the ground, to which he refused. A struggle would ensue between Adams and law enforcement, and multiple tasers were deployed, but to no effect. Personnel with Arcata Police, Fish and Wildlife, and State Parks arrived to assist, and Adams was finally detained. After being cleared from the hospital, he was transported to Humboldt County Jail for resisting arrest and violence against an officer. A Humboldt deputy was involved in a single-vehicle accident that occurred on Highway 101 near Miranda around 5 o'clock Sunday morning. In the rainy conditions, the deputy was driving on the highway when the patrol vehicle hydroplaned and spun off the roadway. The vehicle went down an embankment and hit a tree before coming to a complete stop. The deputy, however, was able to climb safely out of the vehicle and contacted the California Highway Patrol. The deputy was uninjured in the crash. Deputies responded to a reported assault at a residence on State Route 96 in Hoopa Saturday morning. A 29-year-old female victim reported that 22-year-old Michael Jensen was asleep in the residence when he became increasingly agitated and began threatening the victim and a 50-year-old woman who was also living in the home. Jensen assaulted the 50-year-old victim and attempted to grab his own child, all while brandishing a Bowie-style knife. Jensen destroyed property in the residence before fleeing the scene on foot. However, CHP officers and sheriff's deputies later located Jensen on Cowpack Road. After a brief foot pursuit, Jensen was tracked down and arrested, and he was booked on multiple charges, including assault and child endangerment. No major injuries were reported in the incident. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office booked 20-year-old Michael Otis Springs into county jail Thursday night, following a burglary he committed at a residence in West Haven. Deputies responded to Seadrift Lane after a burglary alarm was activated, and they viewed surveillance video with the homeowner. The video showed a white male adult slipping and falling as he was fleeing from the residence with the stolen items. Deputies were able to identify the suspect as Springs, who has had past history with law enforcement. However, deputies could not locate him in the immediate area. The search was expanded to Driver Road, where law enforcement eventually located Springs, and he was booked into county jail for burglary and probation violation. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When Humboldt County Office of Education Superintendent Gary Eagles brought in his colleague John Sapper on this morning's talk shop, they had some good news to share regarding the County Ed's Career Tech Education Program. Sapper said that the County Office of Education is in talks with multiple partners for the program, including American Hydroponics and Arcata, to give their students a hands-on experience in food production.
They approached us, and they had some classroom size, small models for instruction. And I quickly went and said, well, wait a minute here. Why don't we look at a larger scale similar to your products that you provide and engage our young folks in some hands-on career tech programs involved with hydroponics?
Other potential partners Sapper mentioned included Redwood Acres as well as local farmers. Arcata Fire locates their stolen generator. Dan Squire has more.
On Friday, the Arcata Fire Department reported that a brazen thief had backed his Chevy Suburban into the driveway of the downtown fire station in Arcata, hitched up the department's generator, and driven off with the stolen piece of equipment. On Saturday afternoon, Arcata Fire received a call from a man who said that the department could find and recover the generator at a specific site in the city, and firefighters did recover the generator at that spot. The investigation into the identity of the thief is ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities.
Thank you, Dan. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.